From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces edge closer to retaking a key city. Iraqi troops are a step closer to retaking the provincial capital, Ramadi, after advancing on the city's center against what is believed to be a few hundred Islamic State fighters who captured the city in May. James Jeffrey, a former diplomat to Baghdad, says progress is slow because IS fighters have had time to dig in.
We've seen this on many fronts. You need overwhelming forces, American airstrikes, and an awful lot of time. And, of course, what we've talked about before is I'm not so sure time is on our side.
U.S.-led coalition warplanes have carried out airstrikes on IS targets on the outskirts of Ramadi. U.S. military spokesman Army Colonel Steve Warren said tough fighting remains.
We're encouraged by this tactical development, which is a continuation of the progress we've seen over the last several weeks. There's still a long way to go before we can declare Ramadi as completely clear.
Final victory would represent the second city to fall to Iraqi security forces this year, with the recapture of Tikrit back in April. IS fighters continue to hold large areas of Iraq, including the cities of Fallujah and Mosul. A suspected U.S. drone strike overnight Monday is reported to have hit al-Shabaab positions in southern Somalia. Local officials say the airstrike killed a number of militants, perhaps even a senior commander. French forces in Mali said Tuesday they killed or captured 10 members of the jihadist group al-Mourabitoun over the weekend, believed to have been behind last month's attack on a luxury hotel in the capital city Bamako, in which 19 people, including many foreigners, along with two attackers, were killed. Monday, the Malian government reimposed a nationwide state of emergency to last to the end of this month. This is VOA News.